With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
This morning.
Now, supporters of Catherine Connolly met at an event last night to discuss what is next for the left after her victory. Joining us is Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD. Paul, what is next for the left?
I think the challenge is to keep the momentum and the movement that delivered Catherine's historic victory, to keep that going. And for us in People Before Profit, I suppose there's two sides to that. One is to try to build movements in the here and now, not waiting for the next election. So, you know, I think Catherine's victory is a big rejection of the government's moves to undermine what's left of our neutrality. Similarly, in terms of the Occupied Territories Bill, you know, this needs to be fully implemented, including services. We need to work with Raise the Roof to mobilise people on the issue of housing, which I think was a huge issue. And then cost of living, which I think maybe was understated as an issue in the presidential election. But I think the budget was very important. People felt left behind. That was real. So that's on the one side. And then on the other side, the question is of elections and really for us, how we can get to a position whereby we can have unity in the next general election. In particular, can we have a clear vote left, transfer left pact? Can we have a clear offering from left parties that you have a choice in this election, Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, those that would prop them up, or the historic possibility of a left government based on broad principles.
Is there a danger of overinterpreting the result of a second order election like the presidential election? I mean, Mary Robinson's election, the Labour Party had a good general election after it, but they were a long way short of forming a government. People vote very differently in presidential elections and in general elections.
Yes, I mean, I certainly, we would be absolutely foolish to assume that the outcome of the next general election is going to be, oh, the left is going to win because Catherine Connolly won such an historic victory. But there are lessons for us. I think one is that the majority of people in Ireland actually share the values of the left. It's one thing to vote for those values in a presidential election. It is another thing to vote for them in a general election when the Fear campaign in particular can kind of ramp up and have more teeth. But I think that's an important starting point. A majority of people agreed with her on neutrality, on housing, on disabled people, on carers, on Gaza. And that's an important starting point. And the second is that when the left unites, we can win. It's not just about putting the kind of sum of the parts together. It creates a dynamic whereby people grow in confidence, grow in hope, and then get involved. I mean, a big majority of those who volunteered for the campaign were not actually involved in any political party. So I think there are very important things to build on. I think there's loads of people who haven't been involved in political campaigns before, like in my local constituency group for Connolly. You know, there's loads of people who just aren't in any party. They haven't done stuff before. And so tapping into that energy, learning from those people, engaging those people in a fight for...
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
A left government, I think, is definitely possible, but certainly nothing at all can be taken for granted.
Okay, and I mean, there's also the question about whether the left can stay united. I mean, there was a piece in the Irish Times, I don't know if you saw it last Saturday, by a councillor for the Red Network. I mean, she was very critical of Labour and the Greens. They're saying they don't represent the working class. I think she described the Greens as neoliberals on bikes. I mean, that doesn't augur very well for the left wing coming together. I mean, would you serve in government with Labour and the Greens, or do you have problems with them?
I mean, we do have problems with them. And that's the point, isn't that all the parties are the same and should just dissolve. Clearly, the parties are different, have different views. People Before Profit has unique views in terms of, you know, we think fundamentally the problem, the cause of the housing crisis, the health crisis, the cost of living crisis, the ecological crisis, fundamentally is a system based on the domination of profit, and we need to get rid of that. That's capital system.
Yeah.
But the question is whether we can come together and work together despite those differences and continue to debate with each other and disagree with each other while working together on the things we do agree with. That worked in terms of the Catherine Connolly campaign.
Yeah.
The question for the next challenge will be the by-election. A united challenge in whatever form that takes would be very, very positive. That is a winnable by-election for the left.
But each of the parties are going to fight it. Each of the parties are going to fight it separately. But are you talking about a transfer pact?
At the very least, a transfer pact.
That's the most it'll be, though, isn't it?
A transfer pact will be very, very good. I mean, to have an official transfer pact is a very rare thing in Irish elections. We've had transfer pacts actually plenty of times with people, but in general, it's pretty rare that people sign up to a transfer pact. So if we could have a transfer pact there, that would be a big step forward. And then I think that would point to, I mean, we're calling for a kind of assembly of the left involving people in parties, people not in parties, to come together to discuss. But could we have effectively broad principles agreed for the next election? Could we have a transfer pact based on that? And for us, like, a key thing that we would be calling for is, you know, we rule out coalition with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And we think that will give people a clear choice. So you won't end up voting for a left party. You end up...
No, fair enough. And look, finally, I mean, the day I've spoken to people in other left-wing parties, their concern is that the left vote, there's probably a cap on it. And that what could happen here in this scenario is this plays into the hands of Sinn Féin. They'll hoover up the left-wing vote. They'll cannibalise the left-wing vote. And there won't be a left-wing government after the next. Sinn Féin will do really well. And then they'll go into coalition with Fianna Fáil. That is a very real risk, isn't it?
I mean, that's one of the reasons that we would definitely call on Sinn Féin to rule out coalition with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I know there's plenty of members within Sinn Féin who agree with that, who are pushing for that policy within their party, and would encourage them in doing so as parties and people in other parties. But I think if each party approaches this just from a very narrow electoral arithmetic, we won't get very far. That there's only so many left-wing voters and we only have to divide them up between ourselves. This isn't just, from my perspective, a fixed cake of left-wing voters. That's a cake that can get bigger or get smaller based on energizing people, getting people to turn out to vote, convincing people of our ideas. And I think if we can offer a clear alternative to people, that's a cake that'll get bigger.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TV, thank you for speaking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.